It was a week ago tonight that Nadia Sulliman joined the Ralphie Radio Show. You know her, of course, as Octomom, and she has made headlines for the number of different ways in which she is bringing in funds for her and her 14 children, whether it's pornography or dancing in an adult nightclub, or as she spoke about last week with Adam Barda in the studio now recording a new single. But yet, the latest method that Octomom is using is certainly raising even more eyebrows, as now Octomom has put herself up for auction on a dating website. The bidding starts at $500 if you want to have a date with Octomom. Is this a legal practice, though? New Jersey criminal defense attorney Gregory Gianfacaro joins me now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Mr. Gianfacaro, could a judge look at this and say, you know what, this is no different than prostitution?
It could end up being that way, but honestly, probably not. It would be very hard to prove, because essentially what you'd have is you'd have to have a situation where you're looking not just for a date, but obviously for some type of sex.
Okay.
Nadia Sulliman is crazy, but she's not crazy. I don't even think she would admit to saying, look, if you bid for me, my services, this is what I will give you in return.
Whatsyourprice.com is the name of the website. It is a dating website that has been featured on a number of different national media outlets, and I think they kind of specialize with celebrities and, well, people who are maybe known in the public, and certainly they take care of all the disclaimers and whatnot. But here's the other, I think, kind of issue that maybe could play into this, Mr. G. Could a judge look at this and say, yeah, this woman, Nadia Sulliman, she's desperate for cash, she's charging people for dates on this website, and she is also a porn star. She has released adult films. She dances in adult clubs to raise money. Could a judge look at that and factor that in and say, I don't know if this is necessarily legal, because you really don't know what's going on given her recent past?
It's possible, but when people get into trouble on sites like this is when the authorities, like the police or the prosecutor's office, go into the websites, have communication with the person who's being bid on, and get information which would lead that person to give the impression that if they bid, sex would be and come back in return. And that's what's really necessary. That's the kind of case under these circumstances which would lead somebody like Nadia Sulliman to have to go before a judge. But what you're talking about, Ralphie, is very true. And that may lead, those circumstances may lead an investigator to actually dig in and try and find out what the real situation is.
Gotcha. Well, Mr. G, I think you said it best earlier. She's crazy, but she's not crazy. I think Nadia Sulliman has her I's dotted and her T's crossed here. I'm interested to kind of see if somebody's actually going to bid to go on a date with her or not. We'll keep our eye on the story here with the Ralphie Radio Show. Joining us and sharing a little bit of knowledge, New Jersey-based criminal defense attorney Gregory Gianfacaro. Mr. G, thank you for the 411.
Thanks very much, Ralphie.